SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Israeli military unveiling a Hamas military facility under Gaza's biggest hospital, showing a dormitory to a group of foreign journalists, given a rare glimpse. Dozens of soldiers escorted journalists through a narrow stone tunnel that stretched more than 160 yards.
It goes hundreds of yards from here.
Israel's army has been excavating around the hospital complex and claims there's a Hamas command center under it.
Conducting command and control.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Firing rockets from here, using this place as a terror hub and its tunnels to go out to the street, give directions, get back here. This is the system.
Journalists were taken into the tunnels.
This is the kitchen.
Where Colonel Alad pointed out an apparent subterranean dormitory.
They can stay here for a long time. They have kitchen here. They have bathrooms here.
I'm Ben Thomas.
In the meantime, Qatar says a ceasefire in the war will begin at 7 a.m. local time Friday, with aid going in as soon as possible.
They will be 13 in number, all women and children, and those hostages who are from the same families will be put together within the same patch. Obviously, every day will include a number of civilians, as agreed, to total 50 within the 4 days.
Also at SRNnews.com, Rita Foley reports on Black Friday holiday sales.
The unofficial start of the holiday shopping season kicks off on Friday, but retailers are concerned that you may slow down your spending this holiday season. Consumers have more credit card debt now and dwindling savings, and of course, there's inflation. The National Retail Federation, though, does expect shoppers to spend more this year than last.
Emergency crews still urging residents of a small Kentucky town stay out of their homes after a train derailed, catching fire, and also spilling a number of chemicals. This is SRN News. Now, parents all across the nation are waking up to find the fact their kids are being exposed to books and ideas in the public schools that are grossly inappropriate. What to do?
Interact with the school boards. They can submit requests for information under state law, you know, like the Colorado Open Records Act. Every state has a law like that. They can talk to their school board. They can get involved in school board elections.
Teresa Seidbotham is an attorney with Telios Law.
Honestly, they can't get the schools to cooperate. They may want to vote with their feet and leave and put the children in other forms of schooling. Parents can do a lot and shouldn't lose hope. It's their kids. The schools don't care about them like they do, and they need to take action.
When kids are attending school remotely during the pandemic, moms and dads suddenly got a look at what they were learning, and many of them became very alarmed. This is SRN News. The historic South Carolina city of Charleston has elected its first Republican mayor since the Reconstruction era.
William Cogswell defeated incumbent Democratic Mayor John Tecklenburg by about 2 percentage points in Tuesday's runoff. Tecklenburg is a well-known figure in the state's Democratic politics, endorsing Joe Biden in South Carolina's pivotal 2020 presidential primary. Cogswell, who served 3 terms as a Republican in the state house and describes himself as a moderate. Charleston last elected a Republican mayor in the 1870s. John Scott reporting.
Stellantis announcing a recall of 32,000 hybrid Jeep Wrangler SUVs because they may pose a potential fire risk. The company determined 8 of the hybrid Wranglers had caught fire while they were turned off and parked. 6 of those vehicles were being charged when those fires started. More details at SRNnews.com.